everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and all that. You are listening to a very short outtakes episode of The Rotating Platform, the podcast.
It's very short because we're so good.
Yeah, exactly. Everything is super smooth, so I really struggled to find moments where we'd gone wrong, except for the bits where we get the introduction to sections wrong, the end of sections wrong, and bits in the middle.
So, or where you don't introduce us, also, that bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we should introduce ourselves. It's an outtake within an outtake. Ah, we're falling down the outtake hole.
How meta.
So I'm Mark Green. I am joined by Matthew Castle.
Hello.
And Alan Madrill.
Hello.
So yeah, this is super short, but yeah, we thought you might enjoy listening to some of the things we got wrong. And so first up, we've just put together some, as I say, some moments where, you know, we'd seem to constantly, no matter how many times we introduce sections of the rotating platform or end sections of the rotating platform, we never quite seem to get it right. So if you were thinking that the actual introductions and outros you hear sounded a bit ropey, wait until you hear the ones that we couldn't use. So, and in this bit, there's, I don't know if you guys remember, but you remember when I was talking about watching that Tetris film? And on the podcast, it's very smooth. I say, I've watched a movie called Ecstasy of Order. But I don't know if you remember that at the time, I couldn't remember the name of the film. And there was a moment of just where I just leant my head back for about 7 seconds. So when you hear the silence on that bit, that is actually not a glitch in the recording. That's me and you guys just staring at me, wondering
this is how you can tell we're pros. That's what the radio people call dead air.
I know, it's just everyone after, frozen.
It's about 7 seconds and they take you off air.
Yeah, so I think I just managed to come in at 6 seconds. But boy, it's uncomfortable. So yeah, enjoy that bit at the end. And yeah, here's some moments where we got stuff wrong.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Rotating Podcast.
Oh, no one noticed that on the metadata of the first episode, it had Rotating Podcast all over.
Oh, okay.
Easy. Welcome to the that's a bit harsh.
Too much.
Welcome to the Rotating Platform. I said that weird.
Right name.
Almost said podcast. Welcome to the Rotating Platform. I almost said podcast. keep doing that.
So, Mark, what have you been reading this year? What's this
year? I said quick.
List everything you've ever read.
Every time,
because you were looking at me.
Okay.
Don't look at me. So where's the head of Mark?
It's a conversation. Right. My mind went completely blank.
Mark, hot tip. Pro tip.
Don't say
don't start
so
with
all
okay,
right.
So all right.
Oh, what else can you start
just start with the
with?
Words.
But that's what I do in real life.
The platform starts.
And now it's time for Jam with the Band, where the rotating platform players will be using only a Nintendo DS to play the Mario... what the hell's it called?
Mario Kart Medley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was there, and then I thought, that's not right.
Mario.
Okay.
We touched down safely on a new platform. And this platform is the... Yes, it was a hairy moment for a moment there. And this is the 100%... Just
sorry, Mark, never say hairy moment.
No, don't say moment twice as well.
Hairy moment.
Hairy moment for a moment. What, possibly one of the top bottom 10 sentences I've ever said in my entire life.
You said it here. Yeah. In Bath.
A new low.
Oh, hello.
No. Just do it normally.
I like that. I was quite proud of it.
No. Okay. Proud. Awesome. Ah, loads of good video games. I'm so happy. Yeah.
Yay. Well, that all sounds good then.
Great.
Right? What then?
I was trying to say.
It's really about building to a crescendo.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I really like about it.
Alright, I got it.
You did start this one, didn't you?
I did. No, yeah. I've got a way out.
Good. we shut the space arc games committee down for the night, and so only the glow of the eyes of all those people singing into the lava is whatever.
You just cut there.
Cut.
End. Whatever.
Cough, cough,
cough, cough.
<That's> End. To be continued.
Next day's headlines. Whatever, says Space Art Games Committee member.
Before popping twice and then just stopping.
So that's the end of Rotating Platform episode 1. We hope you liked it. No, that sounds awful. No, I'm not going to say we hope you liked it. It's pathetic.
You should leave this in.
We hope you like it. That thing we made.
Please like us. Please approve of me.
And now the rotating platform has come to a stop, allowing us to step off it and return to our human lives outside of this podcast. Yeah. Real lives, yeah. I meant. that's a terrible SD, I guess.
No, I quite like that. I just wondered what inhuman nightmares are happening in the world of rotating platform.
And now the rotating platform has come to a stop, allowing us to step off and return to our lives. It has been a lovely episode of the rotating. Oh, I'm going with this. Okay, one more.
All of that was gold.
Yeah. Let's just fade out on that. Right.
I was leaning before you said that was a lovely episode. This weekend is the World Tetris Championships.
Oh.
And I think they are going to be streaming it online. They sent me an email because I've watched the film.
Great.
I'm going to look it up.
We can cut that bit. Don't cut that. I've watched a film and just a man straining. Is that what it's called?
Dead air. And then.
Great.
That would be good if we were doing this on YouTube.
You don't.
Oh no, imagine if that was happening
on Tetris.
Imagine if it happened on the news. The news presses. It's in.
Right, I've got it. So, I'm exhausted. I really strained myself there doing that move. So, I've watched the film. How did I say it before? I've watched the film.
You didn't say it, that was the point. You went, I've watched the film. And then you went, then you went,
hey, you guys just sat there.
That's a recap of what you just did, because you've forgotten it.
Did you think I was having some kind of brain aneurysm?
It's like you got brain freeze. It's like an echo of a cornetto you had earlier.
It's just that phrase is activates me as a killing robot.
Right.
So now we find ourselves on a new platform. There's kind of a miscellany of things that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just so it's all the ones that we didn't think were good enough for the actual episode. So,
but now quality control. Who cares?
so we're selling you our nasty offcuts now.
Yeah, it's Christmas. What's Yay! Christmas for except giving people
that's
something?
A proper Scrooge move.
Yeah, so let's segue into that smoothly, Al.
Yeah, here it is then.
So, Predicto Names. This is the Predicto Names platform. I've got one here, Weaken Sydney. That's all. That's about weakening the city of Sydney.
Oh, this is an anti-Sim City.
Yeah.
You have to take it, just generally.
Yeah, just
kind of
purely Godzilla and floods.
How would you weaken Sydney? I mean, we
take away its opera house.
But and then,
and then it's basically what is it?
Yeah,
that's the sea prime would way. Infiltrate underneath its foundations.
Oh, you mean
the
physically weaken it?
Physically weaken or morally?
Yeah,
morally. I'd say the take away the opera house.
Would you sort of like? Oh, I know what you could do. You could send people over there and to sort of walk around it looking unimpressed.
Well, that's weakening it conceptually again. I was thinking if you were to weaken it physically, you could drill holes in all of the buildings. So everything's still standing, but you know there's a real risk at any moment that if you know just someone touches something, it all just comes clattering
down. Or that you'll
get
caught. You can't get caught doing it.
Yes.
So like you have to wait for other loud noises to happen before you can do your drilling. It's a bit like you know the guy digging in his wall in Shawshank.
In Shawshank,
it's like that, but for a whole city.
Oh God, I hope no one's not watched the end of Shawshank Redemption. we've just ruined that.
Well, no, I haven't ruined that.
Is that?
Oh, that's vague enough.
Contains drilling action.
Yeah, contains the BBFC escaping from prison.
That's a spoiler for Short Shawshank Redemption that someone digs at a point.
Contains mild
digging. Oh, I've got another. My phone's given, so to speak, my phone's given me itchy yang.
Absolutely not.
What does yang mean? That's not rude.
You got a dirty mind.
It's got yang. I don't even know what yang is.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because it sounds like something else.
It doesn't. Itchy yang.
No.
This is yeah. Oh no, a Opponent song is da 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 da. Oh, this is great. This is
how many listeners have we got left at this point, do you think?
Everyone's like, oh, if you're persevering, well done.
Has anyone got any more songs they want to try out? I got one. I got an easy one.
Go on then. It's a racing game. I'm hearing racing. Not racing.
Yep.
It's an F-Zero.
No.
Yeah.
No. I've forgotten the rest.
I think you forgot the start.
It was good though.
I forgot the rest. Well, after that perfect performance, which is almost CD audio quality of what it's actually like.
You don't know it?
Nope. I don't know that rendition of it, whatever it is.
I'll give you a clue by doing the speech that's at the end.
Yeah.
I'll do the end. Wait a minute. Wave Race!
It's Mario Kart. Yes.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's Wave Race.
Right.
Yeah, Wave Race 64.
No, let's not do that.
I once reviewed a game in Edge magazine, and the person who made the game hated the review so much that whenever Edge has met them since, he's always like, "Are you the guy that wrote that review? I hate that review!" And then they have to go like, "No, I'm not that guy." And he says that every interview they've done has been like a nightmare because of this review.
Wow. Well, this is the worry, right? Is when you're... I mean, when I was reviewing games a long time ago, I would get petrified that if I didn't like something, that I'd sort of wildly misinterpreted it or I misunderstood what it was that I was trying to do. So that's kind of the fear, right? Because you don't want to dish out a drubbing to something where you've just... misunderstood.
Yeah, that is that's the
panic. There was a really famous one. It was I can't remember what magazine it was. It wasn't a Future mag, I don't think. Where do you remember that? Headhunter Redemption.
Yeah,
Headhunter game. So, and the review was really laying into its motorcycle controls, and printed this review and like really marked it down. It was like, "God, this dreadful motorcycle bits." And then the developer said, "It hasn't got motorcycle bits in it." He came out afterwards and was like, "What are you talking about?"
No.
Like, the guy just like completely got, he'd gone mad or just like made it up based on a press release or something. Clearly, he had never played the game. That's the thing. Like, it's because you never know. Like, with some games that you could turn the corner, it could become a different game, and you're kind of like, you know, that's why you always try and finish them when you review them.
That's why I often say that I think reviewers were kind of lucky that Dark Souls came out in Japan first. Because I think you would have seen a lot of Dark Souls reviews that were like, "Oh, this is too hard, you know, it's just stupid." But because it had come out, because they're all copies.
Yeah, that's how they speak, some Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
It's too hard, it's too stupid. And did you hear that orc ate some grog and it killed him?
Yeah. Like, right, I got killed in Dark Souls.
This is the weirdest review I've ever read.
Well, we all remember orc format from the 90s. So, yeah, I think that kind of let people kind of gave the game a fair kind of hearing, essentially, because they knew what was coming, they'd seen it reviewed before.
Have either of you ever reviewed anything where afterwards you think, "Oh man, I was really wide of the mark on that"?
Not so much wide of the mark. I remember looking back on a couple of things thinking, was it really as good as I was making out? But,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's... Really. I think it's more... Yeah, it's more... overrating things and underrating.
Perfect Dark Zero.
No, look, if you play Perfect Dark Zero on hard,
yeah.
But there is, I mean, yeah. because the thing about Perfect Dark Zero was that I was doing, I think I was doing the tips guide, essentially, yeah, simultaneously. Yeah. And there is a kind of Stockholm syndrome with a game, and it happens with music and albums as well, that you spend more time with something and you just kind of, you grow to like it.
I'm absolutely not one to judge.
Yeah, we shouldn't go down that road. But, no, I do regret, I think I've said before, there was a bit of an atmosphere in the N64 office of Rayman being a bit of a rubbish game. And so I scored Rayman 3.
Two. Rayman the 2, one which sorry. Everyone loved.
Yeah, Rayman 2, I scored that quite low for N64. And looking back, I'm kind of like, that's a bit harsh.
Do you think that was purely because of the hatred or because...
Well, you have to reflect the like the opinion of the mag, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
You can't suddenly go out and go, "Hey, now we really love Diddy Kong." You know, it's not going to happen. Yeah. You know?
No, that's definitely not going to happen.
No, so
I rated Donkey Kong 64 very highly, and most people don't think much of that these days.
Really?
Yeah.
But it was like the height of a Rare mania.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so this is the final Outtakes platform, and so what I did, you may remember when we lost the survival horror space arc from episode 8.
It didn't survive.
Yeah. So what happened was that, obviously, Alan, your audio got all screwed up, so it sounded kind of like you were talking backwards.
I was backmasking messages from the devil, so, right. You know, I've only got myself to blame.
So we decided that was a bit weird, and we didn't want to include it. Alan didn't warn us in advance. But what I managed to do, because I think you guys enjoyed it a lot, is I've put together me trying to remember Resident Evil 2, which was probably... like the worst bit of podcast we've ever done. And I just want to make clear, I have played Resident Evil 2.
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, well, I say it in the outtake, but I clearly was struggling to remember.
It was a while ago, let's say.
Yes, it was a few years ago, and my memory is not what it was. So there's not a lot of Alan in this, because all the bits that where you were talking, Al, you sounded...
It's for the best, trust me.
There's a couple of little chuckles that sound like you're laughing into a tin can or something. But
surely backwards laughter is
it's really very
nice.
Very appropriate.
That's really appropriate.
Yeah, very appropriate for the space arc. Enjoy me now. Really struggling to remember anything minor or major about the video game Resident Evil 2. So what I've got is Resident Evil 2. The second game in the Resident Evil franchise, which is a series of survival horror games where a virus called the T-Virus is turning innocent human beings into creatures that shamble the streets groaning and looking to eat brains. Yeah, so Resident Evil 2... I first played on the N64. I played the N64 version. Mm. And I think it was one of the first things I wrote for N64 magazine, actually, when I was still on Arcade magazine. So you play Leon Kennedy, right? And the woman in it?
Jill Valentine.
No, I thought it was Claire Redfield in the second one, isn't it?
Claire Redfield. Oh, God, I'm going to struggle with this.
Oh, this is where the knowledge runs out.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
it's Claire a Richard. Series of games about zombies, and you play.
So far,
Davey Zombieman.
I've strung it out to 3 or 4 minutes, and I haven't even started describing the game yet. So,
it's Leon.
So yeah, Resi. Yes, and you switch between them, right? No, or is that at the end? God, why did I pick this? Wait a minute. Okay, I can do this. So, the Resident Evil 2's main difference from its predecessor is the zapping system, which provides each player character with unique storyline. I'm reading it from Wikipedia. So, hang on, let's do it properly. So yeah, Resi 2, you know, it's obviously not a forward leap like Resi 4 was. It's very much in the style of Resi 1 with the rotating controls, and very much a need to preserve your ammo. It's set on streets rather than in a mansion. I really shouldn't have picked this. I can remember even less of this than I thought I could remember. Hang on, let me... Yes. Oh, God. I can't remember.
We shouldn't edit any of this out. This is just like the day the space arc kind of just collapses in on itself. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Okay, I'll do moments. So, yes, lots of zombies, lots of getting trapped in corners and desperately trying to turn around to shoot them, and becoming very frustrated with the controls. My main memories of Resi 2 are... I've forgotten one of them.
This is the worst pitch I've ever seen. It's like a job interview going horribly wrong. With like someone going, can I see my own CV again? Can you pass me that CV? Because like, what did I say I'm about?
Sorry. Okay, I got 2 moments. I can do it. It's gonna be very short. So two great memories of Resident Evil in particular are what's his name? I think it was Leonard is it Leonard Birkin or somebody?
William Birkin.
It's a great one of my favourite memories. Is William Birkin. And he has a giant eye on his shoulder or something. Do you remember that bit?
That's just a bit of art. You're just thinking like the box art.
Oh yeah, maybe. And he mutates basically, it's a kind of horrifying moment, very memorable. And the second moment, which I do remember, and is not so much of a moment as a thing, is the unlockable mode with the block of tofu mode. Was it Resi 2? There was another character who only had a knife, and then the tofu who had no weapon at all, and he just had to sneak around and try and avoid getting... I thought that was just bizarre, because Resident 2 seems so, like such a po-faced game to me. It was so serious. And then there was this bizarre bonus mode in it. So that really made it stick in my mind. So that's my pitch for Resident Evil 2.
Let's just go back over this. Your pitch for it was... There was a guy with an eye in his shoulder you liked, and he got to play some tofu.
Yeah, and he got to play some tofu. No, I also said that there were zombies in it.
I think Edge just called. They want you to write a 3,000-word retrospective of it for the magazine. Oh, yes, the zombies. The zombies of Resident Evil. Who could forget the zombies?
I got a bad feeling about this, about how this is going to go for me.
Well, the thing is, it's a great game, but like, I don't believe you actually played it.
I played it loads. I just have a somewhat bad memory for games sometimes, and there's a bit of the start with some fire.
Yes.
I don't remember what happens after that, but yes.
I think it should go into the arc, but I want on the record, it has absolutely nothing to do with how you sold it. I want it on the copy. I want it to be a sticker that says, "No thanks to Mark Green. This is preserved forever."
And And so we reach the final platform of this little mini outtakes episode. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our various goofs and mistakes. I'm intrigued to see which one's greener is included.
yeah, which one's still I've decided to...
Yeah, because there's some stuff I've said which I'm like, I never want to hear ever again. So yeah.
There was that massive tirade you went on that was just, oh yeah, you know, whoa.
Yeah, that wasn't hot. With any luck, this will be out before Christmas, mm-hmm. in which case, happy Christmas, listeners.
Yeah, happy Christmas, everyone.
We hope this veritable stocking of mistakes has made your Christmas a little cheerier.
Yeah.
And we will be back after Christmas with our semi-festive episode, which is really confusing.
Yeah, post-Christmas,
more of like
Christmas.
A general festival episode.
Yeah, we were betting our own holiday.
Basically, Alan wanted to have a New Year's episode because he was so keen on it in last week's episode.
Skip the other bit.
So that's what
he doesn't celebrate Christmas, just the New Year.
Yeah, and I hope everyone out there gets the games that they wish for in their Christmas stockings. It was an exciting
Half
time
Life
for gamers.
Half-Life 3.
No. That's
Alan, you're going to be very disappointed.
Oh, man.
Every year.
Every year I write to Santa, a.k.a. Gabe Newell, and it never happens.
Maybe this year, Al.
Yeah. So we'll say goodbye for now and have a very happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone.